Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
All right, this is where I talk. Hey, welcome to the show. I did that with my mouth. I'm fine. And
what's the show?
It's called Airbuds.
And what's your name?
My name is Jamel Johnson. I'm in a perfect bill of health.
I'm Peter.
Peter Moses showing off his baby screaming. I'm Mike Benner. Happy basketball, everybody. How's it going?
Happy basketball. It's the most important time of the NBA season when things get wildly out of hand from Twitter and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. The offseason means the Wizards have a chance.
The vibes on this episode are really weird right off the bat. Is everybody doing okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I think one of my friends gave me COVID-19 in Seattle, and now I'm
as a gift.
It was with a plate of salmon, and now I gotta fucking wrap my face in a fucking. I gotta take the extra sheets from the hotel and wrap my face around a fucking N95 mask and get on the plane. Even though in Denver, I think half the people here have it and nobody's wearing masks. So I don't think I'm going to be the only person on this flight with COVID.
No, you probably won't be. I think most of America has given up on trying.
Especially Denver. Masks are disrespectful here. People don't wear them.
On the Cape, you're actually not allowed. I'm on the Cape right now, and you're not allowed over the bridge if you're wearing a mask or have one.
I can't tell if you're joking or not, because I would believe it if you were serious.
He's dead ass.
I'm pretty serious.
Like, it's unofficial rule, or is it like a local decree? Like, I decree any mask cannot be worn on the Cape.
They, some dude in a pickup truck and a Tom Brady t-shirt drives by if you're wearing a mask and puts a sticker on you that just says gay.
And then the back of his shirt says deflate these balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he has like the bull balls on his truck hanging off the back.
Yeah. And they're a little underinflated. Guys, this is a podcast about basketball. We're coming to you Tuesday morning. So much happening in free agency right now, or is there really? I guess the biggest news, Kyrie Irving planning to opt into his contract with the Nets.
I mean, I kind of figured that was going to happen just based on the money. Like, the only people who believed he was going to leave were brand new Laker fans.
Do you honestly think there was... Oh, go on, Peter.
I just want to understand the timeline of this, these headlines, because this was always going to happen. What GM in their right fucking mind is going to entertain this dude who believes himself to be a combination of, like, Kanye West and, I don't know.
No, like he thinks he's Isaiah Thomas and Moses.
It's honestly like no GM is giving him what he would want as a max. Like, that's what it comes down to. He can pretend like it's all these other things, but like, he tried to get other people interested and everyone said hard pass. And then he's like, okay, I guess I'll just take that 35 mil sitting in front of me. But that's kind of the whole story, right, of the last week?
Well,
I think
posted the picture. Oh, you mean specifically with Kyrie? Because I think the Dame photo was a big story this week too.
I just meant like the Kyrie saga of it all. Like, it was a bunch of hoopla, Lakers fans doing what they do, which is absolutely lose their mind and continue to disconnect from reality. Are Lakers fans like the most Fox Newsy fan base of like the entire NBA? Just like completely void of like the actual circumstance that leads to their team being successful, and also how, like, just living in a different reality.
I think the Utah Jazz are the Fox News fans of the NBA. I think the LA Lakers are Alex Jones InfoWars.
So then who's OWN?
OWN would be the Hawks.
Okay. Thank you.
That's fair.
Carry on.
Were you talking about OWN as in like the Oprah Winfrey Network or something else?
No, like, I'm talking about OANN, like the
America,
like the super, super like Newsmaxy alt-right.
I thought we were talking about Oprah Winfrey's like network that features a bunch of like lovingly shot like romantic dramas. Who would be the OANN and whatever? Phoenix? I don't know.
I still think the Lakers are up there, though. I mean, InfoWars is a good one. I'm trying to think of other. But
the Phoenix fan base, they basically have a racist, abusive like owner who they've just kind of like are letting act how he, like, they don't care.
Peter, how many evil white news entities are you aware of?
InfoWars, Fox Business.
Thank you.
OWN, OANN, Newsmax.
Is Newsmax the Tucker Carlson one?
No, Newsmax is like real, real bad, cheap. It's like real cheap and real, just like real Trumpy.
Is it like a Trump dude does named like Max?
One-on-one interviews.
Is it a nigga named Max, or is it just Maximum News?
It's like Max Trashy News, Newsmax.
It's Max Newsman is CEO.
Maximilian Newsman, actually.
Yeah, Maximilian Newsman.
Newsman. What else? What's the
why are we listing off racist news organizations?
What's the Nazi one? Is it the Daily Caller?
I don't know.
I forget.
I'm like,
the Daily Caller is Tucker Carlson's one. So yes.
Oh, then there's Outkick, Clay Travis.
I know Outkick, Clay Travis, and our favorite guy. What's his name?
Jason Whitlock, Bean Boy.
Jason Whitlock, yeah, Bean Boy. He's like the editor in chief there, right?
I think I have an email from Jason Whitlock.
That's incredible. Wait a minute. Has Jason Whitlock weighed in on the Kyrie situation at all? This I want to see. No, we're not.
That means you ain't going hard enough, Mike. If we're not blocked by Jason Whitlock, what's even the point, dude?
He got us banned from Twitter for a week, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? I take it all back. Good for us, dude.
No, he did not. He has not said anything about Kyrie yet, old bean boy.
Where do we fall on the scale?
While Peter looks up whatever racist link he's trying to read us, let me read you Kyrie's kind of statement that he said through Shams Charania, who is basically just like the mouthpiece for Kyrie propaganda at this point. Kyrie Irving said, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. A11 even." Let me contrast that to with what Woj tweeted.
This is amazing.
Hold on. Woj tweeted. Woj, who is, of course, the LeBron mouthpiece. Oh, Woj has deleted his tweet.
Oh, boy.
Wow. But Woj's tweet was essentially, after failing to find a sign. Oh, wait, no, here it is. I'm sorry. Without the ability to find a sign and trade deal, Kyrie Irving plans to exercise his $36 million player option for next season and return to the Nets.
And then Winhurst also recently said that, like, him to the Lakers is still very possible, which is not, just because, like, salary caps have to be respected in some reality. I know this is, like, very much like that. Bending time and space, like a Doctor Strange situation, but, like, you can't have Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron James making $160 million together.
Well, there's no way that... Sorry.
ESPN made him say that against his will. Are you guys even awake?
No, it's early for me.
Jeez, come on.
I do believe, Peter, if a trade does happen, the Lakers would not retain Russell Westbrook. That would be impossible. Would be impossible from a money standpoint and from a like playing time standpoint.
I guess that's true. But like, why also in God's green earth are the Nets doing any favors for Kyrie? I mean, the Nets' original sin is letting Kyrie and Kevin show up on their doorstep and say, like, we're taking you guys over. We saw, actually, with friend of the show, Fran Richter, the best version of the Nets team, which is now just half of the Cavs with Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, D'Angelo Russell playing inspired basketball. They gave the Clippers, the Lob City Clippers, everything they possibly could. And they were a fun ass team to watch. And then Kenny Atkinson was rolling as their coach. And then Kyrie and Kevin just destroyed that. And I'm not saying that team would have gone further or that it's not better to have Durant and Irving.
How is it destroyed? They made the East Finals. They made the East Finals the first team, the first year after they signed. What are you talking about? Durant and Kyrie was hurt. It was just Durant. But that's
against
still,
the Bucks?
Was that not the East Finals? Was I on?
I think that was the conference semis.
Was I on Dramamine? Who did they play?
Probably.
Who did the Bucks play in the?
Because it was East the Finals. Famous like one foot on the line.
When the Bucks won 2 years ago. Oh, right. That was their second year.
Yeah.
Nets playoff history. This year they got swept by the Celtics. They didn't win a game.
Last year they
lost in the semis to the Bucks in seven without Kyrie. And the first year they got swept by the Raptors.
I mean, and what did the fun Nets do? Continue this playoff history.
The Fun Nets won one more game in the first round against the Sixers.
Oh, oh man!
Yeah,
what an amazing team!
Seven or six seed that year. Yeah,
thank you. you're talking about my Brooklyn Nets.
I think before we move on to any other topic, I forgot to do business up top, guys.
Maybe it's fun to do business in the middle.
So look, let's do some business real quick before we get onto the other business of basketball free agency. If you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, access to the Discord, and so much more. patreon.com/airbudspod. And then if you can't support us that way, we would love your support by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, clicking that 5-star, and maybe, hey, leave a review. Maybe we'll read it on air sometime. I'm not going to do it right now.
Maybe
we read one while you were gone.
We did read one while you were gone. Wait, me?
Yeah.
Since you've been gone.
Oh, didn't we also read one while Jamel, or you were gone, Peter? I don't know.
Did you and I just read the same one and Jamel let us?
Huh? Probably, yeah. That must be it. We probably read the same one and Jamel didn't say anything.
Was it the one from June 18th that said still good?
No.
Oh, yeah, we read that.
Okay, good. But then, guys, moving on from the business of podcasting to the business of basketball, someone else is planning on opting in as of this morning, and that would be Russell Westbrook. He's planning on opting in to his contract with the Lakers for $47 million. Thoughts on this?
Yeah, about really the Lakers, here's the thing. They started out friends. Oh. You started it.
Okay.
Oh, we done lost him.
Oh,
anyway,
he was going to start singing that song, and then we lost him by internet. Sorry, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, no, my
Jamel, have you been monitoring the NBA Twitter situation with this Russell Westbrook thing?
Well, sure. I know that Skip Bayless called him Westbrook, and then Westbrook was like, don't say it. If you don't tweet it, if you wouldn't tweet it at my face. And then Skip Bayless was like, please come on my show. Me and my wife would love to kiss. And then Russ didn't say anything to that. And then he posted a video of him listening to spiritual techno.
Not just spiritual techno, but Beyonce's new house music.
So everybody put out house music.
Well, the rumor is that Beyonce has been making a whole house record, like in darkness that nobody knew about. And then when she announced that it was being dropped, Drake, who had also been making a house record, rushed his to market.
Did you guys hear my joke?
No, here's the thing. They started out friends, and then you went black. Nothing.
Oh, okay. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Man.
Russ never meant to hear me say how he pictured me with you. I guess I'm Rob Palenka in this song. I'm not sure.
My biggest shock at the reaction online so far today is that people are acting like Russell Westbrook is stealing this money from the Lakers when it is not news. He negotiated and signed his contract 5 years ago. We knew this was coming.
How much longer is on the deal?
I think this is his final year. It's like
100 years.
He signed a 5-year deal in 2017, so I think it's probably up at the end of the season.
I'm just glad that someone is forced to play with Russ for more than one season.
It has been a one season thing for him for a while, huh?
He's a free agent at 2023. He should just retire,
dude. Can I pause making something? Top hats. Russell Westbrook is not the reason why the Lakers were bad last year. LeBron James played 58 games. Anthony Davis played 30. And then Westbrook had nobody to play with. And he still averaged 20 and like 10 and 10 almost.
I know.
Like, you can't just put Russell Westbrook and a bunch of G League guys on the court and then say, you had LeBron. Like, no, he didn't really have LeBron. Not for only full 2/3 of the season.
I mean, it only makes sense if Anthony Davis is the best player on the team. He has to be the best, clearly.
And he has to be there.
In order to be the best, you have to see the best. You have to pee the best.
You have to pee the best. You got to be hydrated. You got to get that clear piss.
No asparagus in my pee, in my wee-wee.
None.
Is asparagus bad? Or is it like actually good for you and it just stinks?
Oh, I love
Whoa.
Oh, my God, man.
That came in so hot. What?
Are you working at McDonald's? Why does your mic sound like that?
No, it's just you've been using the wrong mic for half the podcast, so now you got the right one selected, shit. And it's so loud. Really? Yeah.
God damn it.
God damn it.
There you go. Anyways, that sounds good.
I came in here to just tell you that I love asparagus. And even more than asparagus, I love that stinky, stinky pea. Stinky pea is hilarious to me. Can you believe there's something that Peter just does that so quickly?
Floating in and out of the internet here. Fucking since you've been gone, lyrics one moment, asparagus pea the next.
Jesus Christ, man.
Dude, the internet in this neighborhood is just that same guy who gives you like the gay mask sticker. It's just like him going up to the top of the hill and just like holding up an antenna.
He's just got his like Samsung Galaxy like hotspot it, and you guys are all connected to it. Yeah.
I thought it was like regular.
We all share the hotspot.
I thought it was regular internet, but there's lobsters biting the cords.
They just have land one lobsters. Guy named Skip down by the dock who's like trying to guard the wires from the lobster claws.
God dang it.
When Skip gets too drunk, Donnie takes over.
Donnie Wahlberg, of course.
Specifically, yes. The only Donnie there is.
Shout out to Wahlburgers.
Okay.
While we're here, big ups to Wahlburgers. Can we talk about the real story?
What's the best case scenario for the Lakers next season?
Second round exit.
Global warming? Another insurrection?
What?
How is this the best case scenario for the Lakers?
Otherwise, they have to play basketball.
They still have to play basketball.
You want the Lakers to raid? You want them to storm the Capitol? If halfway through the season at the All-Star break they're not going well, you want the Lakers to storm the Capitol?
No, no, I don't. I'm just saying some kind of like countrywide disruption of sports, maybe another pandemic, is the best thing that could happen to them.
There you go.
I disagree. I disagree, man. If everyone's available, I mean, LeBron can still dunk really hard, according to photos I've seen. If they find a way,
what are they playing for? The play-in? Are they playing for the play-in? Are they playing for the Commissioner's Cup?
If they're all available,
Silver Cup, is that what we're playing for?
If they're all available, they can beat the Mavs. That's all I know. So that means
they're all available. It's a very good team.
Yeah, they can probably make it to the second round and then lose to Golden State or some shit.
If Anthony Davis can play 70 games, then they're definitely like a 5 seed or better.
Because you got to think, man, the refs are going to help them if they're available.
How many games has LeBron played in the last 3 years?
Played 58 last year. I think the year before might have been like in the 70s, and the year before that was like not a lot.
No, the year before it wasn't the 70s. He missed a ton 2 years ago. Remember he had like a knee thing?
Am I thinking of the wrong season?
The guy
I had him flipped. 56 this past season, 45 before that, 67 the year before that.
So he's played 101 games out of one. He's missed like 30 games a year.
Peter,
right?
They played 3 seasons in a row. They played three seasons in a row with no break.
Listen, I'm not saying that that's not insane. This is just also like the Kobe years too, when he was just getting hurt and hurt and hurt, and he still had the talent. It's just like, are we really sure LeBron is going to be totally healthy all year? Because that's what this team needs. You think Anthony Davis is going to be fucking healthy?
That's what they need to be healthy.
Anthony Davis has been healthy is when he was taking the picture for that Ruffles bag.
He was hurt when he took that photo. Don't do that.
You're right. Actually, I stand corrected.
He was his pinky. He fucked up his pinky and couldn't grab the chips.
I think
that's why he grabbed him like it was Grey Poupon.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be the most well rested LeBron has been since, I guess, his first the first year he didn't make the playoffs with the Lakers. Like, he's going to come back pretty well rested and ready to go. He's also, he averaged 30 points last year. Like, he's, I saw some stat where he's the, he's post 35 years old, he's averaging like 28 points a game, which is like by far the most from anybody who's older, who's played past 35. Like, I think he'll be fine. It's Anthony Davis you got to worry about, because that guy is fragile whether he's well-rested or not.
I look, everything that we've said is true because we're journalists and we're genius. But, Benner, I need you to get to the real story. Get to the real Los Angeles basketball story.
Well, Peter, I don't know if you heard.
Heard what, Mike?
One, Mr. Jonathan...
Hildred Wall Jr.
Wall. What's his name?
Hildred. Jonathan Hildred Wall Jr.
Jonathan Hildred Wall Jr. Wow. Optimus Dime. That's one of his basketball references nicknames. I'll give you guys some guesses. His second basketball reference nickname. I will
Optimus
give.
Dime is incredible. I've never heard that before.
I've never heard it either.
I've never heard that.
If you can guess the second one, I'll give you $100.
Big B's?
No looking.
Big B's, bitch.
The Great Wall of Buckets. Chinatown?
No. His second basketball reference nickname is Tupac.
What? What? People just adding shit to there for no reason.
Because he wears number two.
I do not know one.
He wore number one in Houston. He didn't even wear two.
Well, I guess it doesn't work anymore.
His third? Amelia Earhart.
Abalia Earhart. No, I don't know. the Houston Rockets.
Amelia Earbuds. We should have a. We should get a lady on this show. You know.
What if we did an aviation podcast offshoot called Amelia Earbuds?
Think it just happened.
That's really good.
I don't have any interest in planes. I don't know anything about them, but we can.
I can do the research. I could. I know somebody who owns a Cessna.
I saw Top Gun.
Really?
His name is John Travolta.
Jamel always hangs out
with
him.
Give him a massage on the plane?
Yeah.
At the LA Fitness between 3 and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
He's so nice to Jamel.
Get my legs lotioned by John Travolta. early in the morning.
Does he wear the hairpiece or no when he's lotioning me up?
No. He takes it off. Yeah, he takes it off.
He wears a do-rag, actually.
Let me get to the news that Jamel was so excited for. John Travolta in a do-rag. Can someone Photoshop that real quick?
That'd be nice if we could get that.
Speaking of the most like Cape Cod thing, we took Charlie to the beach, and I did see a guy, the whitest guy in the world, walking with what clearly was like his 80-year-old mother. He had to be in his 50s, and he had some kind of Mandarin tattoo on his arm, and he was the whitest person in the world wearing a all-black do-rag. It's like, it was as close to Malibu's Most Wanted as I've ever seen in real life.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it is still America. I always think it's weird when white people are like, oh, I can't do that. It's like, but you're in America. You could do anything you want.
That's how he was walking around. He was like, I can do this. And you know what? There was no black people around. So he was definitely just, you know.
He was 100% correct.
Does whatever he wants.
I don't know. I want that 50-year-old guy to do that because that sounds hilarious.
It did look hilarious, too. Yeah. I was like,
Guys, the Houston Rockets have agreed to buy out John Wall's contract, making him an unrestricted free agent, and he is planning on signing with the Los Angeles Clippers. Jamel, as our number one John Wall correspondent, how do you feel? What are your thoughts?
I feel incredible. I can't wait to go to 50 Clipper games this year. I might join the Bloods. Straight up.
Can you do the hand symbol?
Not yet. I also hurt my pinky eating chips, so I can't.
Hold on, I'll go get that 50-year-old dude in the do-rag. He can definitely do the.
Thanks.
Oh yeah, that guy probably. That's he came out the womb with his fingers all curled up. I think this is a really good move for the Clippers and John Wall. I think John Wall might be a good fit here.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? Like Reggie Jackson was also really good for them. I know he wasn't like the best, but he had some really good playoff moments with them, right? Am I making that up?
Reggie Jackson
absolutely did.
Very good and fun, but when like they beat also,
the Jazz.
Yeah, but also playing like without Kawhi and Paul George, it was almost like giving the keys to your toddler and like letting them drive around the block, and maybe they do some really cool moves, but like, you know, the adults are going to be driving again soon.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't exactly the full, like, so this is, Reggie can't pass as good as John. John, I know this from 10 years of watching John with the Wizards. He made it a point to prove that he was better than Reggie Jackson every year. Reggie Jackson was one of the guys who was on his shit list. I have to beat this Why? Guy. And he always did.
Because they were drafted the same year?
Probably. And I think he's a better passer. I think Reggie's probably a better scorer now because he's, like, you know, not as hurt. His legs are probably better than John's. But I think running an offense, facilitating, you can't get better than John Wall. And I think Boston needs to go get Reggie Jackson right now.
Ooh, interesting. Reggie Jackson, 31 years old. Shockingly older than I thought. I forget that he was John Wall's year.
Oh, I can never forget. Like I said, about four times a year, John Wall would be on a mission to kill this guy. And he always would.
I'm looking forward to going to like the first Clippers home game at the Crypt.
John Wall also fucked up Kyrie constantly when he was on the Cavs.
They would have battles. They would go. They would for sure go. I think this is going to be great, man. And I think it being the Crypt is good because it's for Nip, dude. There's, you know, the Clippers bring the city together. That's why they're blue and red. Gang unity.
will you get a John Wall Clippers jersey despite the fact that the Clippers routinely have some of the worst fucking jerseys in the league?
100%. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see how bad the city edition is. I mean, I hope they keep the old English, the cartoon font, Mr. Cartoon. I mean,
what should the LA Mr.
City Cartoon edition Machado?
Yeah,
yeah. Modelo Zone. I would, if I was Mr. Cartoon, I'd be pissed that I was in those Modelo commercials with the cop DJ.
Oh, right.
The cop DJ is definitely the weakest of all of those.
Yeah, she spent 25 years on the LAPD shooting children, and now
covering up crimes against the community she was expecting to preserve.
Yeah. Modelo. what would be a good like theme for an LA City Edition jersey?
Hot dog. Bacon wrapped hot dog.
I could not agree more. I was literally I was going to say pinstripes that kind of look like waves in the fat of bacon and like kind of like maybe mustard and ketchup as like the writing. The piping, it looks like a bun.
Or you could do a side of fries. You can make it a side of fries, just like a bunch of fries, and then they spell Clippers in that white sauce, the sour cream they put on top.
Or like it's just like a really wet, like limp, like pale looking jersey, and they're like In-N-Out fries.
That'd be great.
A pale, wet jersey. Guys, we have one other thing we wanted to talk about before we get out of here. It's a news that it was news to me this morning, but apparently, well, Jamel, you probably, I think you have more thoughts about it. Do you want to take it away?
Okay, so in the Phoenix Mercury saga, that is the most dramatic thing in basketball history.
Mm-hmm. International intrigue. Betrayal.
Yeah, everything. First off, they gave Brittany Griner a fraudulent court date. It is July 1st. But what I'm hearing is it's all just a dog and pony show. They're going to convict her to 10 years for having two weed cartridges in her bag or whatever the fuck it was. And it's all just a ploy to get a prisoner swap going.
Moving I also forward. Think that's got to be fake. There's no Brittany Griner fucking has been playing in Russia for 100 years. Like, there's no way she didn't know not to bring weed into the country.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the whole shit's, you know, it's fugazi, but they're dealing with that. And they signed Tina Charles, a legend, a veteran. And she's been playing for the team and she's been playing pretty good. And then about a week ago, it was announced that they had agreed on a contract divorce. Mm-hmm. What is a contract divorce? Is it Hollywood divorce?
I'll tell you what is it
like that? Is it that Outkast song? Here's the thing. Song?
We started out friends.
I think divorce is technically just literally the legal term for when any kind of contract is that mutually agreed upon to be terminated. But it's like weird that like you don't ever hear the word divorce when like people like John Wall's bought out, you know? It's funny that they said divorce in the WNBA coverage.
Yeah, I mean, but it also implied to me that there's no foundation. Like, it's not that Tina Charles was mistreated by the team. Tina just wanted out. Because, okay, so contract divorce gets announced. The next day,
did you see the report from Clutch Points?
What'd they say?
An anonymous source said that ever since Tina Charles joined the team, she'd been making regular comments about wanting, quote, wanting to either be traded, cut, or divorced from her contract. This has been happening since she signed with the team.
Which is mad annoying. Imagine working with a guy and he's like, man, I wish I didn't work here. Oh, God, I wish I was somewhere else. And as you hear that every day, and then they finally talk out of the contract, and they're signing with Seattle. And so the next game after that, Taurasi's sitting. The Mercury only have 8 players. They go to Dallas. They win by 10, play a great game. Skylar Diggins had like 29. Did the little Steph Curry baby rock a baby to sleep pose. Played a great game. Their shooting guard, Sophie Cunningham, who is one of the whitest ladies, period. This is an extremely white lady. After they win the game, there's a video of her yelling, fuck Tina Charles. And a few of her teammates are laughing. They're kind of like chuckling, like they don't seem fully down with the statement, but they did laugh. And she got a couple daps. She said, fuck Tina Charles. And then a lot of people on NBA Twitter went Dr. Umar mode. I saw somebody put a koofy on to make a video. And the stance of a lot of people on WNBA Twitter is, fuck Sophie Cunningham. How dare you speak of one of our legends like this? But it sounds to me like Tina Charles straight up quit on the team, signed with the team, wanted to leave from as soon as she got off the plane. Was not quiet about it. Sounds like she was a very annoying, dare I say, bad teammate. I feel like Sophie Cunningham should be allowed to say fuck Tina Charles.
I think in as much as Ja Morant and the rest of the Grizzlies were allowed to say fuck Andre Iguodala after he quit on them and forced a trade. Yeah.
It's sounds like it's the same thing. Tina quit on the team to go play with who she feels is a contender, even though Phoenix made the final last year. And everyone knows all you have to do is get into the playoffs and you have a chance at the finals.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, look, I you know me. I love when people go Dr. Umar mode. I love that man unconditionally. He's one of the funniest. Like, not even, like, I'm not saying it, like, ironically. Like, he's truly funny. He's got incredible timing. But this doesn't seem any kind of, this seems like sports. This seems like basketball. Like, your teammate quit on you, and they went to go. This is fucking, like, literally, like, major league or some shit, where, like, the star player demands
like any given Sunday
trade.
It's like any given Sunday, and Al Pacino, like, takes Jamie Foxx with him at the end. It is so annoying that, like, for some reason, anytime the WNBA has, like, personality or drama that would be similar to a sport with the gentleman, everyone cries foul, like, this drama is, like, so serious or fucked up or just, I don't know. It just feels like it's like everyone trying to kind of subconsciously keep them down from, like, having fun shit like this.
I agree, and it's not – in my head, it is not a race thing. This is not – disrespect. This is not like when you're a black woman and you go to the doctor and you're pregnant and they just let you die in the hospital. This is not that. This is something very different.
Watching the video, it feels like this is a bit that they've been doing. They've been doing fuck Tina Charles, like fuck Donald Trump, you know, like they're like, it seems like it's just like since Tina Charles has left, they've probably been in the locker room or at practice singing that. And then so they win this game and she comes over. All the teammates are laughing and patting her on the back and people are dancing with her and singing with her. And it's like, this is like just a bit. And it just happens to be about Tina Charles. I don't think it was anything.
I would love to
They're just using Tina Charles quitting on them as a motivational tool. Just like Charlie Sheen and the gang use the owner trying to sell the team in Major League as a motivation to win the pennant.
Which is what everyone does. It's sports, baby.
Yeah. Michael Jordan, like, one time, like, put a picture of a busboy who took his plate too early on a dartboard as, like, motivation to win a game.
That is true. I was at that Applebee's.
Michael Jordan just like just put a picture up of a blackjack table in his locker. This thing has taken so much from me.
Blackjack dealer that he lost $25,000 to the night before. Yeah, I don't know. This seems fun. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, want a rivalry. Like, come on.
The Mercury have been through so much. Their starting center is trapped in Russia. The woman they signed to replace her quit. I just don't know what to do.
What can you do, you know?
Do you think there is like any kind of different reaction or different response if it is a black woman on the roster yelling that?
Yes,
it is. You know, if it is Skylar Diggins-Smith,
I think so. I think if anyone else, I think if Taurasi said it, nobody says anything. I think if anyone black on the team said it, nobody says anything. I think Sophie Cunningham is the blondest, most whitest. Her name is Sophie, dude.
Her name's Sophie, and she looks like exactly like the kind of person that would call the cops on a barbecue.
For sure. And she is paying the price in the media for this.
Yeah, she looks that way. Clearly, it doesn't seem for like sure. She is that way. But yeah, she does look that way.
She looks like the doctor who would let the black lady die in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
What?
Nothing.
What did I
no
say?
No one said anything. You have the floor.
I'm not going to continue.
Jamel, I am excited. Peter, we got after our very fun time seeing the Sparks versus the Mystics, which, by the way, we're going to have to talk more about when we do our NBA Suits episode. Maybe we should tack on some kind of new info we've learned about our friends that we made at the Sparks game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I should have got them old dudes' numbers.
We should have.
Yeah,
but Jamel, we're going to see Tina Charles now in a mere couple weeks when we go watch the Storm at the Sparks.
You already got the tickets?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Hopefully, you should be recovered by then. We're going to be in row two. We're going to be right behind the, Sparks bench.
I get sick every 3 weeks now. So I should be fine.
Got it. I think, I mean, look, let's see. That is, today's you have until next Thursday to, which should be fine, right?
For sure.
CDC only recommends 5 days of quarantining right now.
I think the CDC actually just recommends to rub some dirt on it, you fucking puss bag. That's their official recommendation.
Yeah. Great.
Anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here?
No.
Guys, you can follow us at Airbuds Pod on all social medias, at Danger Moses for Peter on Twitter, at Nonprofit Comic for Jamel on Twitter. And look, go to YouTube, search Jamel Johnson Comedy Central. Watch that Comedy Central set. It's so good. I'm at Benner, B-E-N-N-E-R, on Twitter. Love you guys. Bye.
It's 9/11.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.